fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Monday, April 12th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Brief, and I'm Eagle Falcon. All right, well, we're actually going to be going long form this time. Normally, I try to squeeze all this information in under 4 minutes, but I think this time we're going to go long form. We have the Q1 of 2021 streaming report. So let's go over it. First off, the Twitch total hours it went up significantly. Total watched hours on Twitch is 16.5% higher compared to Q4 of 2020. This actually is rather surprising. The total hours streamed up 15%, and total unique channels on Twitch increased 11.6%. And of course, the number that matters the most, concurrent viewership on Twitch increased by 19.2%. To be perfectly honest, to see Twitch just kind of grow like this is very, very surprising. It wasn't all that long ago that people were just like, oh, Twitch dipped, they're gonna die. Remember that? Everyone was talking about back in Q4 of 2019. It was like, oh no, their viewership slipped. That's it. It's game over, man. Game over. By the way, since then, Twitch viewership has increased by over 100%. It has more than doubled since then, and every tech news outlet out there was just like, oh, Twitch is dead, oh! You know what is looking dead, though? YouTube live gaming. Their total hours watched dropped 28.6%. Yikes. That is not an insignificant drop. Our stream dipped a bit more, 6.7% down. Unique channels also dipped down by 9.9%, and their concurrent viewership took a rather big hit, 27.7%. I think I even said during the last report that moving over to Twitch might seem like a decent idea just because the viewership keeps going up, but the number of channels keeps going down. But whoa, to see a dip like that, freaking over a quarter of your viewership gone in 3 months. It's not small. So, what does it mean for YouTube streamers? Just like with Twitch, this could just be a small blip. Who knows? And the thing is with YouTube, you never know how YouTube is going to tweak their algorithm and start promoting other things. The biggest problem YouTube has is that they don't promote their own live content. And if they just did that, if they put their search power to their live content, like they do their VOD content, their offline content, or their non-live content, however you want to put it, the normal YouTube videos, if they put that kind of power behind it, they'd have a real Twitch competitor on their hands, because that's where Twitch is weakest, in discoverability. And YouTube does nothing for live content. It's kind of a shame, really. Facebook gaming. This actually is kind of surprising. Facebook gaming this past quarter, their total watched hours increased by 15%. Their total hours streamed jumped 34.5%. Number of unique channels, it grew by 32.8%. And their concurrent viewership rose by 19.9%. Just by the numbers alone, Facebook Gaming is looking... well, it's going in the right direction. That much is for sure. One question I do have is... how good is the content? Because, of course, there's always that stigma with just the name Facebook. In fact, in previous broadcasts, just earlier this week, we talked about a data breach with Facebook. Actually, did we talk about that in Early Bird Briefing now that I think about it? We're going to talk about Eagle Eyes on Tech, which will air later today anyway. And then, you know, on Twitch, at least, you have all kinds of different content. You have those that actually do put a lot of effort in. You have those that try to be creative. And then, of course, you just have the ones that just go ahead and play PUBG generically, say nothing, and then are just, you know, whatever. Facebook, of course, just has this kind of weird habit of going out of their way to really step all over themselves. A lot of this could just be that Facebook is really flexing their recommendation muscles. I personally use Facebook very, very infrequently, so I don't know if anyone streaming on Facebook is just like automatically recommended to their friends to go watch them. That could be playing a big role in its own growth. This could be finally the assimilation of Mixer kind of starting to take full control, or maybe it actually is just natural growth in Facebook, although a couple of those other things I mentioned would also be natural growth. I'll tell you what, for a concept like Facebook Gaming, in which I pretty much just shrugged it off as nothing, it is growing very, very quickly. Like, you can take a, you can see these graphs from Streamlabs. They have them posted on their own blog. And the number of content creators, it looks like a hockey stick. It really, really does. The viewership, too, it is going in a nice 45-degree angle, basically. So, I mean, time will tell how this goes for Facebook. But for those who thought, oh, Twitch is Twitch dead, this, that, or the other thing, you know, we might gripe about the way Facebook runs their own show, but they are still going strong. So, what will end up happening for the next quarter? Honestly, if... a lot of it's going to really depend on how the world decides to respond to the vaccines for the vaccines for COVID. If we're willing to put full faith in it and start returning to normal life, I'm willing to bet we're going to see all these numbers drop down. Because right now, all these numbers going way, way, way up, it's because, well, a lot of what we used to do is just not allowed. That's always something to keep in mind. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Do you know how many files your employees have uploaded, downloaded, emailed, airdropped, Slacked, or shared via Google Drive today? A lot of that data has left your organization, and you don't even know it. Visit code42.com to learn how Insider prevents data exfiltration.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.